第一次啊。
Last time we talked part one.
讲到这个，在这个摩西差人去探那个应许地之前的时候，他就把约书亚的名字本来叫何西阿，就改成约书亚。
We talked about how Moses changed Joshua's name, originally named Hosea, to Joshua before Joshua led the Israelites into the promised land.
在探地之前。
Before they actually went to scout out the land.
那个这个何西阿名字原来的意思是救赎或者是救主。
So the name Hosea originally meant salvation.
但是约书亚的名字就是说亚伟耶和华是 salvation， 或者有的人说是耶和华是救主。
But the name Joshua actually means Yahweh is salvation.
上次我们也提到他的恩赐是带领人打仗的将军。
We also mentioned that Joshua's gift is that he was good at battling, leading the troops for battle.
所以他的名字第一次在圣经里出现，就是在出埃及记十七章，摩西叫他去带着兵打亚玛利人。
So the name of Joshua first appeared in Exodus chapter 17 when Moses asked Joshua to fight together in the battle for Amalekite.
他也很爱跟神亲近，盼望多多认识神。常常摩西离开了会幕以后，他就又留在那里。
He also loved to be close to God. Oftentimes, even after Moses left the tabernacle, he would remain there.
所以你看见，他的恩赐。
So you saw his gifts.
然后他的属灵生命都一起渐渐的成长。
And his spiritual lives were gradually growing together.
后来呢，摩西就大概差不多有四次的公开的说他是他的继承人。
Then later, about four times that Moses publicly announced that Joshua would be his successor.
但是你也看见神在他要进到约旦河西之地之前呢，告诉他他只是个奴仆，神才是那个带领的人。
But,however, God told Joshua before he enter into the promised land that he was only a servant, but God himself is the master.
所以你看见很有意思的事情就是你知道在圣经里面四十是试验 数字 okay, 就是那个试炼的数字。
As we know, the number 40 in the Bible is a test or trial.
所以你看见这个旷野摩西有四十年在米甸旷野，这个约书亚也在出埃及以后那个旷野也有四十年。
So Moses spent 40 years in the Midian desert, and then here Joshua also spent 40 years in the desert of
wilderness
of yeah.
所以你看见啊，《申命记》八章一到十节是很重要解释这个。这一段时间的意思。
So actually, Deuteronomy from chapter 1 to 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 10 are very important in explaining this whole background.
我们上次就特别提到这个。
So we particularly mentioned that last time.
因为我相信在我们中间不少人是在一些困难的环境里面，你要知道这可能就是神给你的旷野。
I believe many of us are in difficulties, so I believe this is probably God's wilderness for you.
所以你回去可以看《申命记》八章一到十节。
So when you go home, you should read Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 10.
这一段时间呢，是神在让我们谦卑，学习谦卑。
So this is the period of time that God teaches us to learn humbleness, humility.
Yeah, 也考验我们。
And to test us.
看看我们是不是真的愿意遵守神的诫命。
Whether we're truly willing to obey God's commandments.
在新约常常用一个 discipline 这个字。
In the New Testament, the word discipline is often used.
但是它的原来的意思是 child training, 就是教导孩子，对亲子的教育培训。
The original meaning of that word is child training, so to train your own children.
一方面是把我们的在旷野里 基本上对付我们的老我。
On the one hand, this is to deal with our old self in the wilderness.
一方面，旷野有什么？有玛纳，对不对？
On the other hand, what do we have in the wilderness?
你就发现，也要我们知道，我们活着是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So God wants us to know that we live by all the words that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
如果你已经经过旷野，你就很清楚的知道。
If you have already experienced the wilderness, you would know that very clearly.
就是在旷野里面，神在火里面，他就开始跟我们讲话。
As God speaks through fire to us in the wilderness.
所以不要怕，当火在我们的生命里烧起来的时候，你一定要转向神，你说主啊，你要给我什么话？
So do not fear. If fire comes up in your life, you should turn to God and ask, Lord, what do you want to tell me?
那就真正开始认识神了。
Then you will truly start to know God.
那么至于约书亚营以色列人过约旦河开始进到应许美地的年代，有两种的说法。
As for the time when Joshua led the Israelites to cross the Jordan River, there were two kinds of sayings.
有的人是觉得是在西元前1400年左右。
Some felt it was sometime at 1400 BC.
有些人觉得是在西元前1240年左右。
Some felt it was like 1240 BC.
但是我觉得重点是在哪里呢？
I think the key point is.
重点是在约书亚记二十一章四十三节。
That's it, Joshua 21:43.
他讲说，这样耶和华将从前向他们列祖起誓所应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业，住在其中。
It says, so the Lord gave Israel all the land which he had sworn to give to their fathers, and they possessed it and lived in it.
上次其实我们也提过，我去网上查了一下，你们也可以去查，说那个应许地到底是在哪些地方哈，包括哪些。
So last time I talked about actually you can find it on the website as well. I searched that where the promised land were actually encompassed.
哇，每个人都画的地区都不一样，我大概起码有，我没有记错的话，大概五六种。
There are actually very many variations of everybody's drawing and mapping. There are at least 5 to 6 kinds.
不过他们从来没有全部占领过。
But they've never conquered all the lands.
那约书亚记的作者呢，也没有明文的写出。
And the author of the book of Joshua was not clearly stated either.
但是大家这个方面倒是公认说，这个是一定是约书亚自己写的。
But pretty much everybody agrees that this book was written by Joshua himself.
因为有些地方他用我们这个这样子。
Because he often says we refer to.
就好比说约书亚记五章一节跟六节都是这么说，我们。
Like in Joshua 5:1-6, all mentioned we.
还有。这个记载里面很多的地名啊，还有城的名字，都是那个时期的名字。
And also lots of the places and city names were the name used at that time.
后来呢，他们这些名字、城名都改了，很多都改了。
Later, many of the city names were changed.
哎，所以呢，可能就是加书亚自己写的。
And that's why we all agree that the book was written by Joshua himself.
再还有加上很多的事情啊，除非是他。作者自身的经历，不然他是不可能知道的。
Also, lots of the things recorded in this book, unless it was the true experience, a personal experience of the author, he could not have known it.
所以大家都觉得约书亚实在是这本书的作者。
And that's why everybody agreed that Joshua must have been the author of this book.
但是因为这个约书亚记里面有一些地方，像七章二十六节讲，直到今日，有这些字眼，有几个地方。
But because in the book, some places, like in chapter 7, it would say, till this day, and that these kind of wording.
所以虽然约书亚是作者，可是最后呢，在他去世以后，可能是由他的助手添了一些东西完成的。
So these kind of wording made people feel like his assistant must have added something, and additional edits were made after Joshua passed away.
那么至于他带大家过约旦河时到底是几岁，也有很多种不同的说法。
Also in terms of how old Joshua was when he led all the Israel people cross Jordan River, there was also a few different sayings.
大家只知道，因为圣经上讲了，摩西是从他年轻的时候开始呢，就选他做了帮手。
We know when Joshua was young, Moses already selected him as his assistant.
那么探地的时候是约书亚跟加勒两个人觉得要进去。
When the Israelites scouting, went to scout out the land of Canaan, it was Caleb and Joshua who agreed they should enter.
那么加勒后来在这个约书亚记里面有写说他做探子的时候呢正好是四十岁。
In the book of Joshua, it says Caleb was exactly 40 years old when he was the spying the land.
然后他分产业占究的时候呢是八十五岁。
And when he got to gather the inheritance by casting lot, he was 85 years old.
所以可能呢，过约旦河，入河西应许地，大概那个时候加勒可能是七十八岁，可能哈。
So probably at the time when the Israelites crossed the Jordan River into the land, promised land, it was Caleb was probably 78 years old.
但是没有人知道到底约书亚那个时候是几岁。
But nobody knows when how old Joshua was at that time.
但是你想，如果摩西在他年轻的时候就找他做帮手，所以我相信他也不会太大年纪那个时候。
So if Moses selected Joshua when he was still young, I would think he wasn't very old at that time.
我们只知道，圣经上只说他活到一百一十岁。
The Bible only recorded that he lived to 110 years old.
那时候他住在他自己的地业里的。
And he was living in his own inheritance.
Yeah, 这个是一个已经修造过的这个以法莲山地的亭拿西拉城。
It was in the Ephraim, the land of the Ephraim, and a city called Timnah.
Okay. 那么前面呢，上一次我们也提到摩西，大概有四次印证他是神借记着摩西之后，所立的带领人。
So we already mentioned that last time that Moses had announced Joshua as his successor four times.
那么摩西死了以后呢，神就很清楚地告诉他，现在要起来了，是带领众百姓过约旦河去得应许美地的时候了。
After Moses died, God told Joshua clearly that it was time for him to rise up and lead the Israelites to go across the Jordan River.
那么神就一再地鼓励他，而且鼓励他说，他神的自己要跟他同在。那么约书亚呢，就开始吩咐众人采取行动了。
And God also encouraged Joshua that he would be with him, and so that Joshua rose up and started to act.
哎，那第一个在他们眼前应该去得的呢，就是这个耶利哥城。
The first city that they were to conquer was the city of
Jericho.
嗯，
他就从河东安营，他们那时候安营在那个蛇亭。河东的蛇亭。
So they were on the east side of the river and a state of Shelton.
Sorry. 他就暗暗地打发两个人先去探查耶利哥城还有他附近的情况。
So he asked the two spies to check out the land.
耶利哥城跟他附近的情况。
Check out the city of Jericho and the surrounding areas.
因为我想他为什么暗暗呢？就是以前不是十二个探子去探，结果回来就一个很坏的报告。
The reason he asked them to check out the land was that you remember previously when 12 spies went to scout out the land, all of them came back with bad reports.
Ten of them
came back with.
所以我想他这次大概想说，如果不是很好的话，起码暗暗的，就是不会让这些人民又来反神一次，又要遭受一些什么的处罚。
So this time he was thinking maybe if the report is not very good, and then we might be punished again.
所以 这两个探子呢，为了免得当地人的怀疑，而且要先准备好他们怎么逃出来的道路。
So these two spies not only needed to be prepared for not being suspicious, not get suspicious by the people of the land, but also they need to be prepared for their escape route.
他们就到了那个家在西边城墙上的一个妓女拉合的地方。
So they went to the house of the prostitute Rahab's house on the west side of the city gate.
City wall. 她正好她是住在那个城墙上。
And her house was on the city wall.
这样大概逃也比较好逃啊。
So it was probably easier to escape from there.
但是他们没有想到神原来已经早已经预备好这个妓女拉合的心了。
But they didn't know that God had already prepared the heart of the prostitute Rahab.
这两个探子呢，就从那个拉合那里就知道，这个当地的人啊，因为听见耶和华带领他们过了成为干地的红海。
Because these two people had, because they, at that time, the people of the Jericho already knew that they had, God, Jehovah has already let the Israelites pass through Jordan on dry land, Jordan River on dry land.
Red Sea
on dry land.
然后在河东呢毁灭了两个亚摩利王。
And they also destroyed two Amorites king on the east side of the river.
所以这个河西这个耶利哥城的人呢根本都已经胆战心惊都没有勇气了。
So the people were already very afraid, and so they didn't have any courage.
所以呢，那其中发生的一些事情，我就不去讲它了。但是在拉合的帮助底下呢，这个两个探子又平安的回到蛇亭。
So with the help of Rahab, these two spies peacefully returned to Shittim.
而且告诉约书亚。
And they told Joshua.
就是在这个攻这个耶利哥城之前，就说。哎呀，神果然已经把那个地交给以色列人了。
So before they attacked Jericho, these two spies told Joshua, "Surely God has already given the land to Israelites."
为什么这个我讲加一个已经？因为你在你们中文圣经上没有这个字，但是英文是现在完成式。
So why would I specifically mention the tense? Because in the English translation, it clearly says it's the already accomplished, so has given, God has given the land.
这是在约书亚记二章二十四节。
So that's in Joshua 2:24.
那么，所以既然是这个报告呢，约书亚就他带着他百姓就离开蛇亭，他就住到约旦河边了，大概是三天之久，因为前面后面有很多个三天，我就不是很清楚到底是哪个三天。
So then Joshua rose and left and with all the sons of Israel and set out from Shittim and came to Jordan. And they lodged there for 3 days.
Yeah. 他就照着神的吩咐，因为神吩咐全民要自洁，保持自己分别为圣。
So they commanded all the people to sanctify themselves.
而且吩咐百姓看见神的约柜被祭司抬着往前走的时候，大家一定要跟着约柜走。
They also said, when asked the people that when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it.
那个时候他们要准备过去的时候是四月收割的季节。
So at that time it was the April harvest season.
那个时候的河水是很满的时候。
So the river was, the water in the river, water level in the river was high.
Yeah, 基本上是河水涨过两岸，大概有十分之一的 mile 里到一里这么宽，就很宽了。
So the water would usually actually go above the river bank for almost a tenth of a mile to a mile. So it was long.
因为我想很多人去了以色列，就发现那个约旦河原来很窄哦。
So I know many of us who have gone to Israel would notice that actually the River Jordan was pretty narrow.
但是四月的时候，差不多有十分之一里，一直到一里这么宽。
But in April, it looks pretty wide. It's like a tenth of a mile to a mile wide.
但是当这个他们这些祭司啊，抬着约柜照神的吩咐，领先踏到水里面的时候呢？
But when the priest took up the Ark of the Covenant and set their foot into the water,
这个从上往下流的河水就在上游的地方啊，离他们大概有15到18迈之远的那个上游亚当城就竖立成垒了，水就停住了。
So the water from the upstream to downstream, it was like about 18 miles above stream from where they were, stopped and became a wall of water.
那么所以这个时候呢，这个百姓就非常快的跟着这个约柜就走干地过河了。
So the people just quickly followed the Ark of the Covenant and walked through past the river on dry land.
那这个时候神就吩咐哈，每个支派选一个人。
So then God asked them to select one man from each tribe.
每一个人从祭司脚稳站河床的地方呢，扛一块石头到对面的基甲做永远的纪念。
So each one of them to carry a stone and from the bottom of the Jordan River and then carry them over to the other side of the Jordan, Gilgal, as a permanent memorial.
因为将来时候可以给他们的子孙看。
Because later they could show to their next generation.
自己当年的的确确是走在这个成为干地的约旦河床底过来的。
We indeed crossed the Jordan River on the dry ground.
就使这些子孙也永远敬畏耶和华。
So that their offsprings of the next generations will forever fear the Lord.
而且同时这十二个人就把另外十二块石头放在那个河中抬约柜祭司脚站稳的地方做纪念，就是什么地方拿出来他就把它放另外的石头放进去。
And at the same time, they would take a stone from the shore and put it on, at the bottom of the bed of the Jordan River.
所以我想这个属灵的意思也蛮清楚的。
I think the spiritual meaning is very clear as well.
从一个角度来讲，这另外放进去的石头就表示我们的旧人已经和主同死了。
From one side, with the stone that was putting into the bottom of the river, that refers to that our old self has been is dead along with the Lord.
要站定死地，我们必须站定死地。
So we need to stand firmly on that death ground.
那这个扛出来的石头呢？
And then the stone that was carried out from the bottom of the river
表示如今活着的不再是我了。
Means whoever lives now is no longer me myself.
乃是基督在我里面活着的一个新人。
But a new man living within me through Jesus Christ.
从另外一个角度来讲的话呢？
From another angle,
因为主是替我们死了。
The Lord died for us.
新造就可以从河水埋没之处出来，成为他的一个见证人。
So the new creation would emerge from the water as a testimony for him.
感谢主，我们你看见新约、旧约，这个圣经预表的这个灵意完全一致的。
So praise the Lord that throughout Old Testament and the New Testament, the spiritual meaning is very consistent.
所以你看见新约讲的道，其实很多都是影射。旧约的事情就是影射新约所讲的道。
So you can see that a lot of the things in the Old Testament are just shadows about the New Testament spiritual meaning.
然后过了河以后呢？
After they crossed the Jordan River,
在旷野出生，所有因为他们二十岁以上的那个打仗的那些男的啊，都在旷野死了，除了加勒跟约书亚以外。
All those who were born in the wilderness, most of them died, except Caleb and Joshua.
这些男的呢，没有行过任何的割礼。
Those who were born in the wilderness, they had not been circumcised.
那么，所以他就按照神的吩咐，在河西的营地呢。行了割礼，就是在基甲行了割礼。
So On the west side of the Jordan River, Joshua performed the circumcision on these people according to God's commandment.
所以神叫这个营地叫基甲,
so that's God named this place Gilgal.
因为神在那一天, 把埃及的羞辱从他们身上除掉了。
Because God has removed the shame from the Egypt from them.
Yeah. 让在这个旷野出生的这个第二代, 就进入了神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约里面。
So the second generation who were born in the wilderness now get to be in the covenant of the in this covenant that was set before God and Abraham.
可以因信称义得着神的应许美地。
So they are counted righteous because of their faith, so that they can inherit the promised land.
Yeah. 也就是把沦陷在埃及被世界奴役的羞辱除掉, 或者是说把心里面的污秽除掉。
And that is, they are getting rid of all the filth and the filth from the world as they were slaves in Egypt, and deal with that away.
而且也要照着亚伯拉罕信心的脚步来走。
In addition, they would be walking according to Abraham's faith.
你如果要去看圣经的话, 创世纪17章9到14节, 罗马书4章11到18节, 耶利米书4章4节都讲到。
So if you wanted to look at that in the Bible, you can refer to Genesis 17:9-14, Romans chapter 4:11-18, or Jeremiah 4:4.
那么就是要靠着信心而得的义来承受神给他们美地的应许。
So by the righteousness that comes from faith, they can inherit the promised land that God gave them.
我们今天也一样的因信称义。
Today we're the same. We are counted righteous by faith.
进入基督一切新造的丰盛的生命的里面。
So that we can enter into the richness of the abundant life of the new creation in Christ.
而且不但是这件事情是这样说,
Not only that,
而且正像40年前, 他们是在出埃及的时候是在逾越节的第二天上一代的以色列人出了埃及。
And it's just like 40 years before, while the Israelites came out of Egypt the day before the on the day of Passover, the second day of Passover. Yeah.
这个就是影射我们是从他们现在呢也在1月14号在基甲开始守逾越节了。
Now they also are celebrating Passover on January 14th in Gilgal.
就是也影射我们是从世界黑暗的权势下出来进到神基督荣耀自由丰盛的生命是全靠这个被杀的羔羊的。
So this is shadowing that now we're able to come out of the darkness control of the world's force and enter into the glorious and rich life of in Christ.
Yeah. 是因为所以他们也是在出来的时候是杀了羔羊的第二天出来。 要开始在这个基甲要开始往前走的时候也是在这个第二天先要吃逾越节的羔羊然后才开始。
So before they came out of the Egypt, they had to kill the lamb and had the feast of the Passover before they came out. And then now also when they were ready to move from Gilgal, they observed the feast of Passover and killed the lamb before they
moved. Yeah,
because all of this is by the lamb and God's grace.
那么第二天开始呢,
so from the second day on, they started to eat from the fruits of the harvest from the land, and so manna stopped.
那这个时候全部的以色列会众呢都等候在河西去得神要给他们的产业了。 So
all the Israelites waited on the west side of the Jordan River to get the inheritance that God promised them.
那么约书亚记一开始第一章1到9节。
So at the very beginning, in the book of Joshua, Joshua 1:1-9,
神就鼓励约书亚要刚强壮胆。
God encouraged Joshua to be strong and courageous.
还有一些叫他必须要做的事。
And there are several things he asked him that he must do.
我自己去看的时候，我发现神有四次从正面，一次从反面。
So when I read these verses, I realized God used four times used the positive from the positive side and one time from the negative side.
告诉他保持胜利往前走最重要的基本条件。
Told Joshua the condition to keep being victorious and to move forward.
你们回家可以从第一节一直读到第九节，但是我们现在可不可以翻到约书亚一章？我们只读七节跟八节。
So you can later read verses 1 through 9 by yourself, but now we're going to read verses 7 to 8 only.
Yeah. 请大家翻到约书亚记第一章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1.
我们一起念七节跟八节。
Let's read verses 7 and 8 together.
中英文一起念。
Chinese English together. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
所以你看见一定要遵守神的话很重要。
So you see, it's so important to keep God's commandment.
因为你看在四十年在旷野的路程里面有一个很明显的事实摆在眼前了。
Throughout the 40 years of the wilderness path, journey, there was a clear reality laying in front of the Israelites.
指出这个是最基本的要求。
That was the basic condition.
因为这些不听从耶和华的人，这些二十岁以上的打仗的男的不听的，通通都被消灭在旷野。
Those who didn't obey God's word, those who were those men who were above 20 years old, they were all perished. They all died in the wilderness.
他们不能进入应许的流奶与蜜之地。
They couldn't enter that promised land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们要小心，这个也是神告诉我们，今天我们在世界上过日子的时候，这是一个最基本、最重要的心态了。
So we got to be very careful. This is the same basic, important attitude we got to have as we live this life on earth.
就是我们必须住在主里。
That is, we have to abide in the Lord.
就是我们跟着主走，保守我们的心在主里面有平安，我们就走。不平安我们就不做。
That we need to walk with the Lord, and if the Lord give us peace in our heart, we will move, we will go. If not, we will not.
我们不可以违背不听从他的话。
We cannot disobey God's commandment.
一定要以主为我们的头。
We have to view God as our head.
这个也可以说就是自洁，靠主保守自己，分别为圣。
You could also say that is considered.Consecration and to by God to set yourself apart.
因为我们这个 PowerPoint 讲的，我们一起也是中英文一起可以读一下。
So we can look at the PowerPoint projection and read in both English and Chinese.
我发现这个事情太重要了。
Because I think this is so important.
OK, 我们一起读。
Let's read.
I am
the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy.
就是 set apart. 圣洁就是跟人家有区别，就是跟主一样走。
Holy means you are setting apart. You're set apart, and you're different from the worldly people. You will follow God.
这是在我们生命生活里面很重要的一个事情。
This is a super important thing in our life.
你不可以跟着别人，人家怎么做你也怎么做，这必须是心里有平安你才做。
Do not follow others. You have to follow whether you have peace in your heart.
那么，然后你记得我们上次也讲，约书亚他自己在吉甲准备进攻耶利哥城之前，他就看见耶和华元帅的显现，耶和华军队元帅的显现。
And last time we also mentioned that in Gilgal before.Joshua was ready to attack Jericho. He himself, he saw the commander of the army of the Lord appear to him.
因为他 一看见，因为他本来以为都是神叫他带领，神叫他带领，他好像觉得他自己是领袖了。
Because God had told him to lead the Israelites, so he felt he was the commander.
但是他那个时候他特别明白自己只不过是一个奴隶。
But after that incident, he clearly knew that he was nothing but a servant.
因为那个元帅叫他第一件事就是说你先脱鞋。
Because the commander of the army of God told him the first thing is to remove your sandals.
就是采取一个奴隶的地位。
So that is taking the position of a slave.
要完全圣洁，分别为圣。
You got to be completely holy and be set apart.
而且不再是说我想这么做，或者我决定那么做。
And it's no longer that what I want to do or I decide what to do.
而是只求什么主的旨意成就，主要怎么做我就怎么做。
But to ask that God's will be done, whatever God wants me to do, I will do.
不是我们想这样好我们就这样做，我们想那样好就那样做，是主的旨意怎么样我们就怎么做。
It's not that I think it's good, I'll do this, and I think that that is good, I'll do that. But instead, it should be if it's God's will.If, then I'll do.
只有照着主的意思，他的带领一起做，那么才对的。
Only when we do according to God's will under His leadership, then it would be right.
所以我想，不但是每一个母亲，每一个父亲也特别要注意。
So not only every mother, but also every father needs to pay attention.
主要我们怎么做，我们就怎么做。
However God wants us to do, we will do.
因为你不是真的头。
Because you're not the real head.
那么这一本约书亚记呢，基本上是以色列人进入应许美地的一个记载。
So this book of Joshua is basically a recording of how Israelites enter the promised land.
后面一半是大概是关乎分地业的记载。
So the later half is about how they divided the inheritance.
然后也有一些约书亚死以前对百姓的鼓励跟警告的话。
And there's also some encouragement and words that Joshua said to the Israelites and warnings, etc.
前面的一半呢，重点就是在过约旦河、拿下耶利哥和爱城和被欺骗的记载。
And the first half was about how they crossed the Jordan River, how they conquered the Jericho and Ai, and also how they were deceived by the Gibeons.
我想神是借着这些记载告诉了我们应该怎么样得着我们自己在基督里当得的产业。
I think God wanted us to know through these recordings that how we can obtain our inheritance in the Lord.
因为应许美地代表什么呢？代表基督属天的丰富，在属灵的世界里讲。
Because the promised land represents the richness of the heavenly richness in Christ. You know, that's the spiritual.
是基督那个大到测不透的丰满。
Is that in this is amazing the fullness of Christ that we cannot even measure.
因为你会看见。很多很多的人在那里分地业。
Because we know so many people are dividing the land.
每个人的地业也不一样。
Everybody's land is different.
所以基本上，我们会慢慢发现啊，新约也是这样讲，新耶路撒冷有十二个城门。
So in the New Testament, it's also telling us that the New Jerusalem has 12 gates.
每一个人对一件事情的看法，基本上有十二个人有十二个角度，都不一样的。
So everybody's view would be different. If there are 12 people, there would be two different kinds of view of angle. 12, yeah.
那么所以你会看见说，只要我们都是以基督为头，我们就可以一起走，合而为一。
As long as we see Christ as our head, we'll be able to walk forward together, united.
其实连家里都不简单啊，那个先生跟太太有的时候有不同的看法的时候都很难一起走啊，但是你要知道在主里面还是有办法走的。
In fact, in each family, it's not easy either. Oftentimes, husband and wife may not have the same mindset to go forward together, but if we are in the Lord, we'll be able to do that.
如果基督是我们的头的话，可以走。
If Christ is our head, we could go.
Okay. 那么我们看见这个为什么在过约旦河的时候真的是完全靠约柜带他们走干地过河的。
So as you can see, when they crossed the Jordan River, it was really the Ark of the Covenant that led them through the dry land of the Jordan. Because the feet of the priest have to be firmly set at the water.
他们大概有200万的民众啊, 要等着200万的民众全过了河才能走到河西上岸。
As there were about 2 million Israelite people, those priests had to stand firmly waiting for all the 2 million people pass through the Jordan River before they could leave.
所以你看见在那一个月正月初十的时候，祭司的脚。